The president seemed to say, though, that this will go beyond Iran in terms of the impact on his thinking about NATO and his willingness to help Europe. Take a listen to this.
I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
The president continues to frame this as sort of like a quid pro quo. And he's also mentioned Ukraine in the same context, saying, I help Europe with Ukraine. Why aren't they helping me? Are you worried that this is going to hurt NATO's goals elsewhere?
What I know is that we always come together. It was under President Trump's leadership that we had the extremely successful summit in The Hague, where we agreed to spend 5% of our GDPs on defense, and therefore equalizing for the first time since Eisenhower,
yes.
So this is quite some time back in history, equalizing what the Europeans are spending and what the Americans are spending. Not only because it is fair that we all spend the same, and this was a wish from Trump 45, yeah. And now it's Trump 47. He got this done, but also because we need it because of the Russian threat and our other adversaries. Mm-hmm. Then on Ukraine, it is again the U.S., providing critical intelligence support and a weapons flow, working together with the Europeans to secure Ukraine's fight against the Russians, making sure they have what they need. And now with Iran, I'm absolutely convinced. And I understand the president's frustration that it takes some time. But again, I also ask for some understanding, because nations had to prepare for this, not knowing, and for good reasons, about the initial attack on Iran. But now coming together to make sure that we can be able to secure the Strait of Hormuz.